Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in. It's a Football Friday. We're live at Tolbert Garage Door with Toys for Tots. Bring an unopened toy for the kids. We sure would appreciate it. And right out of the gates, we're going out to the phones where Stephen Jones joins you now here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Good afternoon, guys.
Man, how we doing today? How'd you take all that in with the loss to Detroit after so much excitement, but still in it, right? So big picture, how you looking at the rest of the season at this point forward?
Well, like we've taken the whole season, it's got to be one week at a time. Obviously, that was a very, a tough one. We felt like we didn't, play to the standard that we expect our guys to play to in all three phases. I think we got to give Detroit a lot of credit. Obviously, that's a tough place to play. Obviously, that's a good team, and we didn't get the job done. As I said, in all three phases, we just didn't play to the standard that we expect our guys to play to, and, there was a lot on the line there, and we didn't get the job done.
Specifically, a lot of people are reacting to George Pickens' performance. Was that a red flag for you guys in any way?
No, that's a – they obviously had a plan for George. And, the good news is CD was on his way to a career-type day before he had his concussion. And hats off to Flo. He stepped up, Flournoy, and stepped up and, picked up where CD left off. But, you can't be in a game like that and them score touchdowns and us kick field goals and then – the killer, of course, which we always know is, they had three turnovers and we didn't take the ball away. And on top of that, we gave them too good a field position on special teams. Yeah. And, it just led to, the situation that we ended up in. We gave ourselves a chance there at the end, but, when we cut it to three but couldn't get the big stop and, unfortunately, we didn't get the job done. Give a lot of credit to Detroit and Dan Campbell. He had his team ready to go, and we came up short.
You brought up CD, and he truly was unguardable until that scary injury in the end zone. There is there any update on how CD's doing today?
Yeah, I mean, right now we think he's headed in a good direction to be able to, play. But obviously, we'll just take each day at it and see how he – continues, but he was making good progress through the evening up until we landed, and we'll see how the day goes today. But we've played four games in a short period of time there, and we've got a little break here to get our feet back up under us. And as you said, we just got to worry about ourselves, and we still got an opportunity. We're not out of it, but we obviously got a lot of work to do ourselves, and certainly we need a lot of help.
Stephen, what do you think happened to the pass rush as the game went on? It seems like they started out pressuring Goff pretty good and then just started to wane a little bit as the game went on. Was it something that Detroit was doing?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you got to give Detroit credit for making the adjustments, and, we just didn't get the pressure we needed to. And on a guy like Goff, if you let him sit back there, he's a great passer of the ball, and he's got great weapons. Gibbs obviously showed up big time for him, Williams, and then, of course, St. Brown, playing through an injury, you got to give him a lot of credit too. But you know, they made the plays, and we moved the ball. We just you know, when you're kicking field goals and they're scoring touchdowns, that's not a good recipe.
How close was Clowney to being able to play, and how much was his presence missed?
Oh, I think we missed him. I mean, he's been playing at a high level during our run, and certainly, you know, it was, you know, we hated that he couldn't play, but, you know, I don't think he was going to be able to give us a lot, and we just felt the, you know, the best thing to do there was not to take a chance on him injuring the thing worse, and, you know, he just wasn't totally comfortable with it.
Steven, you know, your offensive tackle play probably wasn't where it needed to be last night in that game, though. As you look at Nate Thomas, really good against Kansas City, and then kind of maybe took a step back. Is that just part of being a young guy, that every week there's going to be different challenges for him to have to get to a level where, you know, he could be an outstanding player for you?
Well, like you said, he's, you know, if you look at his play time, and, you know, he's certainly just now really starting to play. It's like a rookie, if you will, that, you know, hadn't played a lot. And you're going to have some peaks and valleys, even players that ultimately end up being great players. You know, the first part of getting your feet wet and going against great players, which certainly Detroit has a really good football team. You know, that's part of the growing pains. And, you know, we just, you know, got to work through that. And, you know, we still, in spite of kicking a lot of field goals, we still, you know, put some good points on the board. But, you know, in that particular game, they needed to be touchdowns and not field goals.
Steven, you mentioned about the field position and stuff like that. Was that maybe one of the most frustrating games you've ever had, with you kicking a field goal or you getting a touchdown and then all of a sudden the ball being on your own or on the Detroit 41 to start a drive?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, we got to be better than that. I know Coach Sorensen expects more, and of course Coach Schottenheimer does, and we got to be better than that. You got to give them credit. They got one of the better special teams units in the league, and they certainly played to that level. And, you know, obviously, you know, that's a tough place to play there in Detroit. Their fans are, you know, with Dan there over the past 3 years, they've turned into a really good football team, and they're all out to support them. And, you know, it's a tough environment to play in, but still we've got to overcome those type of things and got to learn to win tough games on the road.
What was your perspective on the decision to give Jake Ferguson that offensive pass interference?
Yeah, I mean, you know, calls, there's calls sometimes that you think, boy, that went our way. Obviously that one, you know, everybody has their own opinion as to how, you know, how calls should have gone. I mean, that was a difficult one for us. But, you know, those guys certainly are working to do the very best job they can do. So
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
you know, in any given game, there's calls that go for you and calls that go against you. We've got to do a better job as a team executing and doing the job that we need to do so that a call here or there, one way or the other, isn't the difference in a game.
Think Philly keeps the door cracked open for you on Monday night? Jalen Carter out?
I mean, obviously, you know what we're hoping for, but, I can't speculate on, you know, how that game's going to go. You certainly know who we'll be cheering for.
Well, I mean, thanks for making this interesting. The three-game winning streak going into last night, it's been a lot of fun, and there's still some fun to be had, so appreciate that. Tough breaks there in Detroit, but have a great weekend, and we'll catch you up with you next week.
Hey, appreciate being on with you guys. Hope you guys have a good weekend.
Take care. Yes, there you go. Stephen Jones here with you on 105.3 The Fan. And, it's a good time to have a long week. Get Trayvon Diggs back. Hopefully get Jadeveon Clowney back. Work on the special teams, the kickoff coverage stuff. Can't wait for Krusty's Corner coming up at 3:40 with the takeaways on that. And hopefully there is hope. Brad Sham, I was on my way back from Choctaw last night, and that was one of the first things he was talking about, I think, after the first field goal was the kick coverage. And he said he talked to Nick Sorensen earlier in the week and sort of asked him,
oh, yeah,
you know, how are you feeling about this?
Coach gives it we'll be fine. You know, we're doing great. We're working at it. We'll be better. Yeah, well, really? You know? Yeah. I mean, do you have the right guys on the field? See, this is the thing that always with the backup players. This is the arguments that personnel guys get into with coaches. Like, okay, you have guys on the field that you absolutely have to have, and we have to keep them on the roster. But are they doing the job? Are they the ones, you know, give Sam Williams some credit for being a guy that either blocks punts or blocks field goals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can see how you have. But there are certain players on this 48-man roster for game day that don't, when they watch the tape, you say, oh, well, why are they struggling? Well, look at, like, watch 7 kickoffs and tell me why. And you look at that and you're going, oh, okay.
It's 2 or 3 first downs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you literally – you're better off just kicking the damn thing out of the end zone.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't start to do that.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not going to cover worth a damn, and every time they're going to have the ball at midfield, and you give a team that's an explosive offense like that the ball at midfield, I mean, you got what you deserve.
Was Clowney being out, did that set off a chain of events where Williams and Houston were less available to go down and cover those, or – I suppose you'll give us the full report coming up at 3:40.
No, I just know this, though. That there are things that they tried on special teams that Detroit took advantage of. Mm-hmm. You know, and then there's scheme things that they were trying to do, and you're like going, oh, I see why that happened. But, yeah, I just think they have to now look at the group that they're dressing every week and saying, is this the best special teams unit that we can put out there for our various – our various teams.
Some tough news for Detroit this morning as Brian Branch ended up tearing his Achilles there.
Yeah.
I guess he was just the latest really good athlete to be battling through some ankle, calf issues.
That's
and
a big one for them.
Cost him right there.
We'll play the Rams this week, too.
You hate to see an injury like that that'll, you know, keep a guy out 10, 12 months. It is pretty cool how dangerous this team is and how many things they do great. But I think last night was a reminder that you got a lot of work to do in the 2026 offseason if you want to be good enough.
I trust me on this one, and this is what I believe. Of the three teams you just played, I think Detroit's the best one. Detroit, Kansas City, Philadelphia. I don't think Philadelphia and Kansas, even though those are two Super Bowl teams from last year, I think Detroit is a much better football team overall. When you watch the way that they play, the physicality they play in, the way they tackle, their ability. They didn't run the ball on you last night because they didn't have to run the ball on you last night. You know, they found ways to kind of, you know, protect their quarterback and let – you saw early in that game when the protection was bad, he's going to spike the ball.
Yeah.
He's going to throw it short. He's not going to take any chances. He's going to get rid of it. But all of a sudden, you let him feel a little comfortable in the pocket. All their plays are run after catch. You saw last night a really, really good example of that. And having to deal with those running backs catching the football – makes them even more dangerous.
Yeah, Gibbs out of the backfield. Holy.
No, he's sensational. And they didn't have an answer for him. And I think that it might have been a panic move why he moved out of the 5-man lines.
Yeah.
Because he thought, oh, no, is Gibbs just going to feast in the flats and in the checkdowns? Now, they got off the field in the red zone. Overshone was able to step up and cover him at one point. So I don't love – I mean, I thought Flus really struggled last night. Obviously, the safeties and the linebackers, which we knew were a weakness – It was evident last night.
Well, you look at overall. We've talked about Logan Wilson, and I thought Overshown was. I don't think Overshown. We've all talked about a level that we think he plays at.
Mm-hmm.
I think this whole thing of him coming back has been a real struggle for him to have to be able to, you know, because that bar is so high for what we've seen him.
Yeah,
and coming off the surgery. Yeah, we're asking a lot, but you can clearly see that he is not the same player that he once was.
Yeah, and I also think that there's plenty of examples from last night in particular where it feels like Eberflus is not setting his guys up for success. Like, how many times have we seen Overshown blitz this year?
Yeah, I brought that up in the postgame show. Well, I don't even know that he's able to do that.
Does he even know that he can blitz?
Well, Maris Leofau, just how about in general? Because Maris Leofau blitzed twice, had a pressure. He was able to kind of get home really both times. But then, like you said, he got spooked.
Yeah.
There was something that spooked him out of not playing his five-man front.
And he went away from it way too early.
Yeah.
Because early on, he had three blitzes, right?
Yeah.
And we discussed this last night. Reddie Stewart had one.
Right.
And then Marist had two. And they were effective. You got the sack from James Houston on that five-man line. He had another one where he stumbles, James Houston does, and that allowed Gibbs to pop free
for a big run. And that's the one where, Bland's out in the flat trying
right.
to tackle, and he
oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking last night, you know, you at some point in the second half, they really should have decided, hey, we're not going to stop them. We might as well blitz. Maybe they'll score early and save clock.
Metrics tells you if you blitz the guy, it was 9 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. But that's other teams playing. That you might have found something in your game that you could have said, you know what, metrics tells us not to do this, but damn, let's go see if we can affect him. I think early in that game, they did do some things to kind of get him off where he needed to be.
Well, thanks to Stephen Jones for joining us there at the top of the show. Sounded like he might have been a little bit under the weather and probably feeling it a little bit coming off the tough loss, but he's always with you here every Friday in the G-Bag Nation. U.S. Men's National Team World Cup draw is set. I know the draw was a major point of stress for fans throughout the day as it got a late start. It was way over-commercialized.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of buildup for it, but we're going to get Australia, Paraguay, and then the winner of Turkey, Romania, Slovakia, Kosovo, they're a little play-in thing that they're going to do in March, so it might be the easiest group possible.
We could use all the help we can get.
Maybe the U.S. getting out of the group here for the first time in over a decade now could be on the cards, so that's fun. And it's fun to be here at Tolbert Garage Door in Mesquite right off of 30.
Yeah.
Join us today. We got Tolo Back Window decals for you. It's Toys for Tots, so if you bring an unopened toy and drop it off there in the boxes over there, we sure would love it, and the kids would appreciate it. Okay, one segment down, a whole bunch to go. We go all the way till 7 o'clock tonight here on your Home of the Cowboys, Proper Football Friday. We got the champ on the other side, Woolchuck, and then your top 10.
What are the top 10 worst sports betrayals of all time?
877-1053.
That's next in the Nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.